Tulip Mania. Early Dutch tulip types. The most favored tulips were those that exhibited the most perfect petals and the most eye-catching markings. Dutch cultivars of the Golden Age were celebrated and valued far beyond the borders of the Dutch Republic for the elaborate and often riotous colors that they exhibited. By the middle of the 1630s, no fewer than 13 groups of flowers had been created, each with its own distinctive color scheme. These ranged from the couleurs, which were simple colored tulips in red, yellow, or white, all the way to the rare marquetrain, which were late flowering varieties that exhibited at least four colors. The couleurs would have been botanical tulips, or at least cultivars closely related to them, while the marguerittian tulips must have been fairly complex hybrids. This later group were grown mostly in Flanders and France, and as a result do not figure in the records of the tulip mania in the Dutch Republic. In the Dutch Republic, the most popular of the 13 groups were the rozen, violeten, and the bizarden. Now, the rozen varieties were the most numerous. The colors were red or pink on a white flower. The first third of the 1600s, there were almost 400 types of rozen tulips that were created and named. The violeten variety, there's about 70 or so varieties of these. They were purple or lilac on white. And the bizarden, the least favored of these three most favored tulip groups, there are only about 24 varieties, and their colors were red, purple, and brown on yellow. Now, varieties that reversed the usual color schemes also existed and were generally classed with their brothers, such as the Laeken tulips, which were purple flowers with a broad white border. They were grouped with the violeten, while the handful of Duchen cultivars, which were red with a yellow border, would be found among the bizarden. It was the patterns that these contrasting colors formed that really excited gardeners, and it is impossible to comprehend tulip mania without understanding just how different tulip cultivars were from each other and from the flowers of the horticulturalists in the 1600s. The colors that they exhibited were mostly more intense and more concentrated than those of the ordinary plant. Mere red became bright scarlet, and dull purple became a bewitching shade of almost black. They were also brilliantly defined, quite unlike the indefinite flushing display of other multicolored flowers, as their petals shaded gradually from one color to the other. The distinguishing colors of the Dutch tulip cultivars, the reds of the rozen tulips and the purples of the violeten, generally appeared as feathers or even flames that ran up the center of each petal and sometimes also formed a border around its edges. These colors occasionally also appeared as mottled patches on the plant's stem, though they never tainted the purity of the flower base, which was always either white, sometimes tinged with blue, or yellow, depending upon the variety. Patterns were unique to each flower, and though two plants of the same variety might resemble each other, they were never absolutely identical. From the earliest days of the tulip bulb craze, Dutch tulipophiles used the subtle variations of these flames and flares of color to grade them. Flowers were graded according to a strict set of criteria. The most highly prized tulips, termed superbly fine, were broken varieties that were almost entirely white or yellow in color. They displayed flames of violet, red, or brown only in thin strips that ran along the center and the edges of their petals. Flowers that, in the opinion of the connoisseurs, flaunted their bright colors too wantonly were termed rude and were considered much less cherished. Botanical tulips were noted for their robust and simple color schemes. So how did the celebrated cultivars of the Dutch Golden Age become so elaborately colored? The solution to this problem was simple, but disturbing. They were diseased. The great irony of tulip mania is that the most popular varieties, the ones that changed hands for hundreds and thousands of guilders, were actually infected with a virus, which is unique to tulips. It was this virus that caused both the spectacular intensity and the variations in the colors of their petals. And that explained why tulips, alone amongst flowers of the garden, displayed distinct, intense, and brilliant colors that the collectors came to crave. Now, of course, they would not have known about viruses at that particular time, but they visually talked about the, put down on paper and discussed this amongst each other, what was going on, and then later on we can come to this conclusion. So next time we're going to look at when people like Colussis were seeing their flowers make these changes in the garden. So we'll be looking at that. Now the sources for this, Tulip Mania by Dash, Tulips in the Ottoman Turkish Culture and Art by Demoise, Revolt of the Netherlands by Guile, The Book of the Tulip by Hall, The Tulip by Pavord, and Memoirs of Extraordinarily Popular Delusions and Madnesses of Crowds by McKay. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us.